From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Terror raids hit Brussels. Belgian prosecutors say police arrested 16 suspects on Sunday, but top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam was not among them. Speaking in Brussels, prosecutors said at least one suspect was wounded during the raids that hit 20 locations in and near the capital. Brussels will remain in lockdown as authorities hunt suspects in the November 13th Paris killings. Salah Abdeslam is thought to have crossed into Belgium November 14th, just hours after Islamic State gunmen killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others in coordinated attacks in Paris. Brussels' subway system and its schools will remain closed Monday. President Obama says he's confident the U.S. and its allies will destroy the Islamic State jihadists. Speaking in Malaysia, where he attended the ASEAN annual summit, Mr. Obama said Islamic State would be destroyed on the battlefield and their land taken back, and he warned against succumbing to fear.
We do not succumb to fear. That's the primary power that these terrorists have over us. They cannot strike a mortal blow against the United States or against France or against a country like Malaysia, but they can make people fearful.
President Obama speaking at the end of the ASEAN summit Sunday in Malaysia. At least 8 al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike Sunday on a base near Baladul Amin village, 120 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA at least 3 junior al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. A top al-Shabaab official believed to be the leader of a pro-Islamic State faction was shot dead in an ambush in southern Somalia. Sheikh Hussein Abdi Gedi and 4 others were ambushed in Middle Juba region. Malian authorities searched Sunday for at least 3 suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on a luxury hotel in the capital Bamako that killed 19 people. A representative from northern Mali's separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June with the Bamako government. The hotel where the attack happened was preparing to host the latest meeting on implementing that pact. 2 West African militant groups claimed responsibility for the attack. Iran said Sunday it sentenced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iranian state television's website, but said it was not finalized. Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell says the newspaper was aware of the Iranian announcement.
Jason's wife, who was held briefly and is still in Tehran, and his mother, Mary, have been able to visit him periodically, so we do get some reports. I think without going into details, we can say that his physical and psychological condition have really suffered as a result of 15 months in Iran's most notorious prison.
Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell says Iran's produced no evidence of wrongdoing. An Israeli woman was stabbed to death, part of a series of incidents happening in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The 21-year-old woman was stabbed numerous times in the head and chest when a Palestinian attacked her before he was shot and killed by soldiers nearby. In an earlier incident, the military said a woman pulled out a knife at a military base entrance and began approaching civilians. A local West Bank settler said he veered his vehicle off the road, striking the woman. A soldier then shot and killed her. Leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, signed a declaration establishing a formal economic, political, security, and socio-cultural community. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak hailed the establishment of the ASEAN community as a landmark achievement, being realized more than a dozen years after it was first proposed.
Our ASEAN way has guided us and will continue to be our compass as we seek to realize a politically cohesive, economically integrated, socially responsible, and a truly people-oriented, people-centered, and rules-based ASEAN.
Many tariff barriers have already been eliminated among ASEAN states, although many politically sensitive sectors remain protected. Steve Herman, Kuala Lumpur.
Center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, Mauricio Macri, appears headed for victory in Argentina's first-ever presidential runoff.
That's the latest world news from VOA.